So we've been discussing technology this morning and the effects it's having on modern family life. A new study published shows that more than half of those questioned think their family would benefit from switching it off from time to time. The whole lot, just switching it off. The work led by the University of Cambridge shows that half of those in the study admitted spending too much time using communications technology. So do people in Lincolnshire feel technology is taking over their family life? Well, I certainly gonna have to hold my hand up and say that I certainly think I probably do spend too much time. I always use the defence, oh, well, it's my job and I need to know. You know, I need to follow things on Twitter and Facebook and, you know, because it's, you know, we're in the communications business. So I use that excuse. But I don't know, is it really that necessary? Celia Lacey is from Lincoln. She's a marketing consultant that helps people to use social media in the best way. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
For all its benefits, do you think that there is a concern here that technology is eating into family life rather too much?
I think it is, definitely. The way that we run our families now has changed beyond, you know, all recognition. We don't spend as much time as a family together anymore. I mean, I live on my own, but, you know, people with families tend to go out to work and they come back and they get on, you know, get on the internet, look at the TV, and they don't sort of sit down and just have a conversation.
So you're a 40 a day woman. 40 tweets a day.
That's this right. Is, yeah. Yes, I mean, in things like Twitter, for my work, I use that all the time. So that's something that I feel I should be involved in and that I should use, because if I'm not, I might be missing out on opportunities. But where do you draw the line between, you know, work and then rest?
I must admit, I do find Twitter particularly useful for just keeping up to date with things and also getting to the zeitgeist. You know, what do people think about things? How do they feel about things, current things that are happening now? Twitter's great for that. Far more than Facebook in that respect.
It is. Facebook's much more of your personal world and your friends and your friends' pictures and what they've been up to on holiday, whereas Twitter is the wider world. And like you say, it's very much more informative about the zeitgeist and what people are really thinking and feeling about different issues. So if you were to switch off Twitter, you may feel that you're missing out on the world, on what's going on. But, you know, we used to live without Twitter. We used to have a day when there wasn't Twitter.
So yeah, see, I couldn't use Twitter last week because I was on Guernsey, far too expensive to be using that sort of stuff every day. And did I miss it? Actually, once I'd got over that initial hump of, oh, well, I haven't got it, I can't afford it to use it on the island, so I'm not going to bother. It was great because I just had conversations with real people.
Yes, I had a very similar experience a couple of weeks ago. I was in Italy, couldn't use my phone, I didn't get any service, I couldn't even text anyone, and I found it to be actually a really lovely experience.
Quite liberating in that respect.
Very liberating. A little bit strange at first, sort of thinking, oh, you know, I can't speak to anyone and I can't just phone anyone, but actually it just brought everything back to basics.
But just interestingly, just where I was staying, it was by the harbour, and just sitting, watching the boats come in and going, I probably spent a couple of hours doing that.
Yeah.
And I got far more benefit from that than sitting on a machine playing war games with somebody in Brazil or whatever goes on.
Yes, I think people have to remember what reality is and, excuse me, that, you know, your time spent doesn't have to be, technology isn't the be all and end all of life. You know, there's more to life, and we should be trying to get a nice balance between technology and then, just like you say,
so right, well, what do we do here then? What's the way forward? How do we draw up these demarcation lines?
It's quite a challenge. It's a question lots of businesses ask me. You know, I haven't got any time. How am I supposed to fit this in? And, you know, where do I sort of stop doing it? I think we just have to look at trying to actually book time for ourselves. You know, put in your calendar, me time, turn the Twitter off, turn your phone off, turn it on silent, go out, take a walk and get some air, and kind of don't forget that there is a whole world out there to be explored that doesn't contain technology.
Well, certainly a few people have texted in about this. Michael from Lincoln Tilly agrees with me. It's disgraceful to see young mums always on the phone instead of talking to their children. He drives a taxi, never takes calls when he has a customer. I should hope not. It's all about having a bit of respect.
Yes, yeah, those social situations are really interesting. One of my friends sort of says to me, you know, I don't like it when people come around my house and they're sort of looking at their phones while I'm trying to talk to them and we're, you know, making dinner. So we all kind of